September 30th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Satan's reign of immorality is about to implode. He has been using modern forms of technology, entertainment, transportation, and distorted intellect to place pleasure and money ahead of my commandments. This will change as more and more will turn to me when their shallow solutions fail. Through many errors, they will be made to see the path of light and truth. With difficulty, the sinner will repent. The more debase the sinner, the greater his conversion. Events in the world will change hearts. Those who are against holy love in hearts will make strong efforts towards recompense. I am referring to times ahead when the dangers of sin will become the light drawing my children back to me. This will be a spiritual awakening, a spiritual Sodom and Gomorrah. A note is given to read Deuteronomy chapter 5, 16 through 17. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. You shall not kill. Another note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. And he cried, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.